Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Moonstruck. Cher and Nicolas Cage star in this comedy about lunar-inspired passions. And the supporting cast includes Vincent Gardenia, Olympia Dukakis, and Danny Aiello.
Norman Jewison is a director you could expect almost anything from. Musicals like Jesus Christ Superstar and Fiddler on the Roof. Bland morality plays like In the Heat of the Night and Agnes of God. Turgid social outcries like Rollerball and Fist. What you never expected was something absolutely wonderful. But that's what he's finally delivered in Moonstruck. It's not only his best movie, but the best comedy of the last year. This is the story of Loretta, a widowed 37-year-old bookkeeper who lives in Brooklyn with her father and mother and grandfather and six or seven feisty dogs. Loretta isn't young anymore, so when her old friend Johnny Camerari proposes, she's smart enough to consent. Does she love him? That's what her mama wants to know.
Do you love him, Loretta?
No.
Good. When you love them, they drive you crazy, because they know they can. But you like him?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a sweet man, Ma. And this time I'm going to get married in a church and have a big reception.
Trouble is, when Loretta goes to invite Johnny's estranged brother, played by Nicolas Cage, to the wedding, he falls not just madly but ravenously in love with her, and she with him. The movie is about the lunacy of amore, and in this age of caution and foreboding, of movies like Fatal Attraction and Outrageous Fortune and Black Widow that warn us how dangerous passion can be, it's liberating to find a movie that urges us to take risks, run wild, fall in love. At first, you may not know what to make of the movie's gonzo tone. John Patrick Shanley's script is purposely overblown, operatic, extravagantly romantic. It's the kind of screwball tone we remember from the great 30s romantic comedies, and it seems almost impossible to sustain in a more ironic and cynical age. Jewison and Shanley do it by making the movie dead serious and a put-on all at once. It seems silly, and then you suddenly find yourself intensely caught up in it, just the way you might at an opera like La Bohème. In fact, La Bohème's luscious arias and duets pour generously from the movie's soundtrack. The acting is almost uniformly satisfying, and part of the movie's charm lies in the way Shanley and Jewison have imagined a world populated entirely by Italians. When you leave the theater, you feel happily immersed in the pleasures of pasta and Puccini, and even, God love him, Dean Martin. And one more thing. There's an often overlooked motion picture art that has to do with nothing more than letting light and camera angles reveal the beauty of actors and actresses. Frank Capra proved a master of it, photographing Gary Cooper in Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. And Joseph von Sternberg made it his métier, shooting Marlene Dietrich. And now Norman Jewison with Cher. Loretta is her best screen role yet, and her finest performance. And even when we're supposed to think she's dowdy and resigned, her beauty holds the screen all by itself. Cher is like the movie's still center, the sane, healthy soul, immune to the delirium around her. And when that delirium finally proves so contagious that even she gets infected, well, by that time, I promise you, you'll have succumbed too.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.